Our epistle for this Feast of St. Anne is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. A valiant woman, who can find her? Her value is also far more than the greatest limits. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he finds no lack of gain. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ships. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar, and she rises while it is still night and gives food to her household and a portion for her maidens. She looks around for a field and buys it. With the earnings of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and makes strong her arms. She feels and sees that her merchandise is good. Her lamp is not put out at night. She lays her hands on the distaff and her fingers grasp the spindle. She stretches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her domestics are clothed with thick garments. She makes for herself coverlets. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gate, and he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and delivers girdles to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. So she laughs at the days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and kindly counsels, and kindly counsel is on her tongue. She looks well after the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women have gathered together riches, but thou hast excelled them all. Gracefulness is deceptive, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord deserves praise. Give her the reward of her work, and let her deeds bring her praise at the gates. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. He who finds it, hides it, and in his joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he finds a single pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net cast into the sea and gathered the fish of every kind. When it was filled, they hauled it out and set it down on the beach. They gathered the good fish into vessels, but threw away the bad. So will it be at the end of the world. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from among the just, and will cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. He said to them, so then every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings forth from his storeroom things new and old. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. A valiant woman, who can find her? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was the 8th century, my dear friends in Christ, that Charlemagne, also known as Charles the Great, was making his rounds through his kingdom. He found himself in southern France. There happened to be a consecration of a church that was built over an old chapel, and consecration of churches are quite detailed. It takes a long time. It's a big ceremony. And there was this teenage boy who was deaf, dumb, and blind. And during the ceremony, he walked up to the steps of the altar and started banging on the step. And of course, they're trying to get the ceremony done properly, and this was most definitely a distraction. So they try to silence him and bring him back to the pew, only to find him back up at the step and banging on it. Of course, because he was deaf and dumb and blind, they couldn't really have a way to communicate with him. Anyway, this caught Charlemagne's attention. And after the big ceremony, he ordered them to take up the step, to disassemble it. And lo and behold, underneath the step there was a door. Well, no, of course, now they were interested. They opened the door and they went down and they saw that there was a crypt. And at the end of the crypt, there was this glow, which really surprising in that they built this huge church on top of these remains, and there was nobody capable of lighting any type of candle or lantern. But as they approached, the blind boy taking Charlemagne by the hand and pulling him forward, they saw that indeed there was a light. It was a candle. And then it went out. And the moment that it went out, the deaf, dumb, and blind man, a boy, was no longer deaf, dumb, or blind. He got his sight back, got the gift of speech, and could hear. And his first words out of his mouth were, "It is she." It is who? It is she. Well, upon further investigation, they opened up the wall, and they found that there was a reliquary, a pretty large reliquary, and they opened it up, and it says, "Here are the remains of Anne, the mother of Christ." Now, of course, the logical question is, wait a minute, how did her relics get to southern France? Well, that in itself is another story, a miracle. But before we go on, all these things were written by Charlemagne's journalists and sent to Pope St. Leo III. So they're documented. But it so happened that during the persecution of the Christians by the Jews, of course, finding ways of persecuting always seems to be a delight of the enemy. Well, they gathered up a bunch of Christians and they put them on a boat. Among these Christians that they gathered up were the likes of St. Mary Magdalene, St. Maximus, St. Martha, I think. But they gathered them up, put them on a boat, and without masks, rudder or row, they put them out at sea and thought that would be a pretty good way for them to die. Well, they didn't die. The boat sailed all the way to southern France. And actually, that's how the faith was started to be spread in southern France. In that boat, they had relics, and one of the relics were the relics of St. Anne. Now, during the barbarian invasion, they tried to secure the relics, and that's why they stuck them in the crypt. And after a while, they kind of forgot about them until this incident. Now, of course, the relics of St. Anne were spread. There's a huge relic of her arm, the arm that carried our Blessed Mother as a baby and carried our Divine Lord when he was a baby in Quebec, Canada. in the great cathedral of Saint Anne de Pre. I've been there. And around that altar and that shrine built to her in that cathedral, there are numberless crutches and mementos of miracles. But not just there, at different shrines of Saint Anne. Oftentimes, we run by these saints and they kind of go in one ear and out the other, and we don't pay attention to them as we should. Holy Mother of the Church tries to highlight certain feasts and saints for our edification and for our need. And Saint Anne is one of those. I think, you know how we have Mother's Day in May? If there's a Grandmother's Day, it would be the Feast of Saint Anne. We have a relationship with Saint Anne. She is our grandmother. If we are brothers with Christ and we call our Blessed Mother, then she's our grandmother. She waits for our petitions. She gives, by her prayers, sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speech to the dumb. Not just physically, but spiritually. Maybe during this time when we can see a spiritual dumbness and deafness and blindness that has never been to its like, maybe we should call upon Saint Anne. For those we care about and that we love, family and friends, and for ourselves, so that we don't become a victim of that blindness, that spiritual blindness and dumbness that's prevalent today. Let us make it a habit to call upon Saint Anne, make her a part of our day, as she is indeed a part of our spiritual family, if indeed our Blessed Mother is a part of our spiritual family and our Lord is a part of us. Let us ask her for her help, not just for ourselves, but for others, that she can lead us, help us to get through life, do what we need to do in order to fulfill God's will for us, and we can join her in our true home, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.